Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Realebo hantate angege sipheze ukuliphakamisa nokulibonga igama lakho kanye nemisebenzi yakho. Pastor Lungi Ndala uthi realebo ha Jesu phambwakhe sibusiswe u prophetess Mwale Etibawo Kirk Franklin wathi he will supply ihambe njalo ke i three songs in a row kwamanje isikhathi sithi 15 after 3 o'clock isigaba ke sesibili sijula ezwini sicwila kulona kuze kuyoshaya lapha u 5 o'clock njengoba ngishilo ke ukuthi kulesi sigaba kina le Pastor Lebo Mashile kanye no Pastor Ken Sunny Motsi ya bazo share nge life journey yabo bazo testify ngobukhulu bukaNkulunkulu uyazi nje usithatha kude uNkulunkulu bazalwane ingakho ke sithanda ukuthi sishare ngobuhle bakhe sishare ngemsebenzi yakhe ngoba lempilo asiphathelanga yona iphethwe ngubani uNkulunkulu sidalwe nguyena bazalwane so nguye owaziyo ngeimpilo zethu ingakho uma mhlambe kushubile empilweni senzani sibalekela kuyena uyazi ngake ngezwe abantu bakhuluma ukuthi le batho Pastor Lebo ke tlo dumedisa ne gona le motho mong ke sala outlo are o itse le batho ba ileng hore pholoso ha ba yitse ne but ge ba le mo mathateng or maybe motho o ba involved mo accidenteng or something sa itsagala o tlo bitsa le bitso la modimo so go bontsha hore you know God o teng wa phela it's just that he ba phela life ile right I don't know hore bana hanang kana ko eo mara once motho a ikrea a le mo mathateng o le bitsa le bitso la modimo
o motseba hore wa phela
o motseba hore wa phela dumelang fe dumelang
amen amen dumela osbahle o motle
dumela osbahle
ke a leboga hore le be le rona today and again as ke bua ka gore you know all the time re rata hore batho ba tsebe hore modimo o rinkile ko kae hore re be batho ba re leng bona today ha ba kopana le wena ko tseleng Pastor Lebo I know hore ba re yo I'm Ruti wa Dlowa Pastor Kensani ba re wa Dlowa and every time he re ba ra ba re re keng ke madi a Jesu ke mohau a se di saramo ha se di sunscreen or whatever
ke mohau
ke madi a Jesu ya ke kopana le ba dumedise ko gae.
Amen. Hera dumedisa ba mamedi ka lebitso le matla. Lebitso la Morena Jesu Kriste wa Nazareta. Amen.
O buang ke Pastor Lebo.
Yes.
Mashile. Pastor Kensani.
Amen. Ka lebitso ba mamedi ko hae ka lebitso le le matla. Lebitso la Morena Jesu. Amen.
Amen. Uyazi nge ngabona i poster yenu ne Pastor Lebo. Gore on the ke dikae kana
17th
ka di 17
yes
tsa
February
ke next week Saturday ne
yes
lena le a beautiful event healing broken women but before re tlo bua ka this ka ministry one ke kopa ho itse hore lebe le fithelle mo goreng le etse this or nikadare abo mama ukuthi are foleng bomme is it something selong hore o ile wa se experience mo bophelong ba hao maybe are thome hona mo I believe hore you know your testimony e ka tlhaga mo this ministry e modimo a go feeling yona.
Amen. Hey, asbahle. I don't even know where to start.
Yeah.
But kanete as women we need to be healed. And I think how soka olimala, soka uba broken, you will never understand mutomong hari ke limetse.
Yeah.
So and I believe that Modimo allowed me to go through things Or when he said, I am calling you to heal the brokenhearted.
Yeah.
Be ile hore ke fitile mo ke neng ke understand hore hobane nne ke tla me ofeta. I remember when I was five, I was raped. And I couldn't
5 years or 5 years
okay. 5 years old.
Okay.
And I couldn't even tell go higher because I'm from a very strict family. So now ne ke satlamela o tswela ka ntle. Nna ke nna o ke ya di neighbor sing. Ke itatela dintho when they said don't go.
Yeah.
And then ha ke khutla, I don't know what happened. Remember, I'm just 5 years old. So I don't know hore ntho etsa hetseng king exactly.
Yeah.
So and he managed to hide because o yentsa sho ya hore ha to my virginity, he goes to my back. And now all I wanted was to take this thing out of me and nekite mata every day. And all of a sudden my behavior changed koskolong. So ke kene skolo very early, kene skolo ke le 5. So being a bubbly girl, op appealing, obuang, and then all of a sudden, because of what happened, now I found myself kele shy. Ke sa tsebe what happened to me. And then ke le moko skolong. I'm sure as ke bua this, ke bua le matishere. Hore ha se ngwana mong le mong leng hore ha o mo shebile o mona ile a shy child o mona ile ngwana reserved and whatever, because from being that bubbly child all of a sudden ne se ke le ngwana o seng a dula mole a thaba le hore ke kopa o ya toilet, and then a ithotela all of a sudden got lasting from being this bubbly whatever, now o so shapelwa hore why o so ntse o ithotela, why o so ntse o etse whatever. And then in all that I was like, Marana Jesu, if you lord modimo teng u ko kai in this, because I don't have anyone to talk to, I don't even know what happened to me, so I can't even explain what was that.
Yeah.
And then I remember having a vision at that age, so that's where my calling started. So then I had a vision. I saw Morena Jesu coming and giving me a hug.
Wow.
So after receiving that hug was just so real. Like I felt this love. Like, but babatla 6-pack, you know.
Yeah.
Marabona nakitotsi something more than 6-pack.
Yeah.
The real deal.
The warmth.
You know, the warmth edulang forever.
Yeah.
You know. And after receiving that love, my goodness, I was alive again. And then all of a sudden, I went back to school and told everybody, Namorena Jesu ung hakile, naki hakile ke Morena Jesu. Halebu maka ubo Namorena Jesu, yay, I have seen him. Like nobody can even say umaka because I know what I know. You know, he changed me literally. And at that age, I remember I joined a Sunday school. I was in Methodist Church. And then by 6, because I was just so vocal about this love of Christ. So I started preaching when I was 6. So, and I forgot completely about the rape issue. Like I forgot completely. So I was just consumed with this love of Christ. I wanted to talk about this God. And when I turned 13, I received Christ. And then now I understood Morena Jesu olodlileng atlompa ha ka hore, oh okay, oh this is the man. And now I'm understanding who's the man.
Yeah.
You know, this man who is so full of love, this man olung hore when he hugs you, you just want to you know, to be in his arms. And oskabe was the real thing.
Yeah.
You know, after a man has broken me, after a man has taken me away from me, because that is what rape does to a person. It takes you away from you. It'll break her to pieces. You yet are ufile empty. You yet are ufile karing. You are an empty vessel. You are not alive. So e wonkela botho ba hao, e wonkela bongwana ba hao, e wonkela your innocence, e wonkela your peace, you utswetsa wena. And the only thing that can heal us from rape, it's when we choose to forgive.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we live with that and it affects her until
reserinyetse.
So it goes with you. It's a spirit that follows you. That's why you see people being raped and raped, and we put a hore elor motho ha re o rapilwe 5 times or rapilwe whatever ho tlile jang, because then that's demonic spirit e kena inside of you. You yetso robe a victim to anyone who wants to rape. But only when we go to Christ to say, Morena Jesu, I am here. Then when we accept his love and know that he's God, onali teng, yes, when everything was happening, marhasi ana dumeletseng hore all this yetsahale. So kimudimu who loves us, ho sa khatalizing what is happening to us. So after everything has happened, then I accepted Christ and now I understood. Now I was in love. You know, and I was a teenager, remember? Oh my goodness. Homonato a teenager and be in love. Oh, those butterflies in your stomach and being in love with Christ. Oh my goodness. So I was in love. Like I was in love.
Yeah.
I remember going to my parents' bedroom and saying to them, Mama can see, Mama, Papa, I am in love. And they were like, what? In love. Hey, you know, the last born issues. Now you are coming here to tell us you are in love. I'm in love with Christ. Oh my goodness. I'm in love with Christ.
So it's true where love heals.
Yes.
Yeah, because utotsi healing ya how after her o experience lerato le.
Yes. So lerato la hila.
Yeah.
And lerato la nete le ho kreste.
Yeah.
So now after going to them and saying, hey, I'm in love. Oh, I'm in love. And they were like, now ore tlala ka dintho tse ntsha.
Yeah.
You know, ore tlala ka dintho tse ntsha. Sakodi tenteng, you know, pulosoyele ya mihlenya khale ya kodi tenteng. What are you doing? Not in this house. So you're on your own. And because I was in love, I did not mind hore I'm on my own. I was like, oh, he will see me through. He will see me through. But let me tell you, hore, as much as lore, I was in love and knowing that he's there, knowing that he is faithful, knowing that he hugged me and I understand his love. But then being rejected by parents was just not easy. It was another journey.
Yeah.
So it was another journey. All of a sudden, now you are a teenager, you are in love with Christ. Other teenagers are in love with the other deals.
Yeah.
And now you are here. You are behaving different. And now you are on your own because now even your parents don't understand what you are trying to do.
Yeah.
And then in that journey, because now I had to prove myself. So my life at home was about proving myself. So it was about proving myself to be accepted. So whatever that I was doing it so that I can be accepted. And when you go through rejection, so rejection is another part. When we go through rejection, you find yourself for a kalerato to everybody. You want to please everybody. You know, so you want people to accept you. You want something earring because I can't talk on tongue. Then let me try to get it. Let me try to do nice things for people and whatever. And you end up being abused even by those that you say you love. And you end up being abused even in the body of Christ.
Yes.
You are taking advantage of. You know. So our love ever used and abused because rejection is a spirit.
And we as ukhulume into balekile la mfundisi. As the word says, modimo ari the plans tsa hae ka rona is to prosper us,
yes,
not to harm us and give us hope and a future.
Yes.
So it shows hore the moments of your life they long hore no twa botlhoko. If I may ask, this person ke motho mo hae or ke a neighbor?
No, ke a neighbor.
Oh, ke a neighbor.
Yes.
But ke understand ke motho ene le hore no motshepa.
Yes.
So batho ba go le bana le go nka this advantage ya hore you know ke ngwana ha itse selo and then leng a mmiletsa montlung ka moroma o tlo yetsa ntwa yetsang. And ba sa understand gore banka eng mo wena e so tlhalosa gore this thing ia go destroy from kamogare.
Yes.
Wait, I remember ne there was this lady national testimony like Lena, she was raped the biological father. You know, and it's a hakena ko lenyalong o dutse for 2 years ko lenyalong a sa gone hwetsa anything with the husband.
So
but
true.
Because the husband na morata a khotlella for that 2 years,
yes.
Or, you know, ke a itse gore mosadi wa ka o tlhaga ko kae, and then tshwantse ke be le pelo for yena until a feleletsa a hila.
Yes.
Nahana for 2 years.
Yes.
So wait, I wish bontate na ba understand
gore
pain e leng gore ba e khosa mo bathong ba bomme, and then heba fetse ba re women are broken.
Yes.
Women ahead, women ba re bile ra gafa ba re crazy, you know,
can't hurt it from this planet.
Yes. Ba sa understand gore some of the things that ba di bonang re di etsa di ba makatsa, it's because we are broken.
Yes,
we are broken. So how we to gore o dile yang
le
the situation. So re le boha modimo,
you know, especially how bua about the 2 years. Shem ibile sono ka this man ibile 2 years. I remember na ha ke fetsa unyala 2 weeks, I was like, you are not going to touch me. Now I want to see heaven. O bona e yona.
Yeah.
Eh itlotsa re ke ska ya le hodimo, itlotsa re Jesus a ska hlola mpona ke le holy.
Yeah.
Bona you are not going to touch me. Until one lady from church atla me o mpitsa hore hela ngwana na o itse batla o nyala ke a ke re ne re le mole o itse I do.
Yes.
So hano I do o no batla le yona ntwe.
Yeah.
So, I was like, my goodness. So no, I did not bargain for this. Now I want my holiness.
Yeah.
You know,
because so, the flashbacks,
yes. And kana ko ha ke understand le hore hobaneng, but I know hore I don't want this. And I was obsessed with holiness, not understanding that I'm obsessed that I don't want to get married, I don't want whatever, because at the back of my mind, the child in me was saying men are dangerous. Don't allow them to come too close.
Sure. Pastor Kensani ke tlotla mo wena ne.
Amen.
E re reng ke break hanyane mo. Yeah, siyabuya emveni kwa lokho u Pastor Kensani naye uzo sharela her testimony.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Lalela ukuze uzothola ukukhanya ebumnyameni. Thola iapp yethu manje. Ungangena ku radiopulpit.co.za futhi ungasithola ku DStv Audio 882 kanti na ku OpenView 607 siyatholakala. Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
657 AM, streams of blessings.
Join Dwayne Van Rensburg in the program Filling the Gap every Monday night at 7, where we aim to bridge the gap between young and old by promoting dialogue. Let's talk about the issues that matter in Filling the Gap on Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.